You, for those of you who don't know what that term means, I'll just take a minute. I've gone squirrel hunting. I never really had just a squirrel dog, but I hunted with people who have squirrel dogs. And this squirrel dog will go in tree. And he'll bark up that tree like that squirrel is up that tree. And he just about, you look. And there ain't no squirrel up the tree. And said, that dog is lying. So that's what Herod did. He lied like a dog. He meant like he wanted to worship. So we'll see what he did. See, did he tell the truth? When he had heard that the king departed, and when he heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east, what happened? Went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they did what? Rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary, his mother, and fell down and did what? They did what they said. They fell down and they did worship him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not do what? Return to Herod. They departed and into their own country another way. And when they were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to who? Now listen to what he said. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be there until I bring thee word. Let me stop right there. Notice he said, take the young child. He didn't say it's all the ease in Egypt. He said, flee. It was important that Joseph understood God mean for you to move now. Sometimes God will tell you something, and it's important that you do it now. So he did what God told him. He fled. Till I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to do what? You see how the angel involved? Joseph didn't know this. God sent his angel to give him this information. And Joseph obeyed. What if Joseph had not obeyed? What if Joseph just sit there, well, I don't believe this. We wouldn't have had no Jesus. Oh. Can't you see now how important you are on your part in the body? You sitting up at the house. I ain't going to church today. Or, I ain't going to pay my tithe. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And your tithe may be the very tithe that put the budget over. But you sitting up there disobedient. That's just one scenario. But there's many. We don't have time to get into it. But you see how important. See, Joseph's obedience affected you and me greatly. God don't bring you information, tell you to do something, and you shrug it off. I do what I want to do. No, you can't. You're going to affect somebody else. I see that's going over real big. When he arose, he took the young child and the mother by night and departed into Egypt. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was what? Mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the, look what, you see what he was trying to do? You see how God kept, but all these children suffered because of Herod's cruelty. You see how Satan will do when he get an open door? And slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which it was he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then were fulfilled that was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah, while their voice heard, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, would not be comforted, because they are not. See, Jeremiah the prophet talked about the weeping and mourning and the crying of Rachel. He was talking about this day, when children were crying, but let's go on with the story. But when Herod was dead, behold, look what happened now. When Herod was dead, here we go, here the angel go again. Behold, an angel of the Lord did what? Appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead that sought the young child life. All right? Now here's what I want you to see. How God used angels. And we're going to look, it's going to take a little time to get through it. I'm just going so far today. But I want you to see, so you will know how to cooperate with angels. You know they appear in form, they speak. Now we have the Holy Spirit, but still, we're going to see in the New Testament, angels still were used. Many, we can go to the Old Testament. I showed you in the Old Testament, and we'll move on. I showed you in the Old Testament how one angel killed how many people? Anybody remember? 185,000. One angel. Now he that sought the child was dead. God brought him back to the land of Israel, telling the angel to give Joseph the message. Notice Joseph obeyed. But here's the next thing. Jesus grew up and he became very good at his work. He was the son of Joseph, he was a carpenter. But at the age of 30, he knew it was time for him to begin his main reason for coming, his ministry. So he went to John. This is Matthew chapter 3. He asked John, he said, John, I need you to baptize me. Thus it becomes that I might fulfill all righteousness. What was he talking about? It's time for me to begin my ministry, the ministry, the reason why I came. I got to complete this old covenant so we can bring in a new one.